time to make record. So here we are.
Record.
Everything's good. Yes? You are?
I'm hoping that Nick Hudson was serious about coming back to church.
I would imagine that if she went through all the effort to actually call you on the phone and give you her email address and all that stuff, that at least she's working on it for now. Just proceed as if she's doing this.
Almost feel like.
Do you think she is one of those kids of somebody who is endowed and she was born in the covenant, and this is the Lord drawing her back? She's 70 years old.
I
wonder if it'll take Shayna that long. You know what? She better not kick against the pricks forever. That's all I'm saying. Because it is. It's kind of a silly thing, you know. Shayna, are you just in the mood to be ticked off? What's the story? Just because, honestly, this is the only problem, the only thing I've ever said on any of this subject is, number one, I'm not going with you. Number two, you don't owe me anything. And number three, I'm going to keep calling you Shayna. And number four, I'm going to keep referring to you as a her. So that's it. If you go... Nothing's changed in my world. You knew coming into it. These were my attitudes about these kind of things. So I hope I'm not surprised. And if you say, yeah, I said that if all else fails, that was your name. So, and I still use it. Says, and a lot of people. Yeah, and it says, you know what? Bigger people can deal with that. They can say, yes, my name was this when I was younger. And that's how they know me, and that's how they, what they call me. And you go, that's right. It's like Fat Eddie, you know, on Monk. Monk got hired by that mafia boss, and his, one of the guys' names was Fat Eddie, and Sharona got so upset because she said, he's not fat. You go, no, he lost the weight. But they all said, we already have, she goes, why don't you call him Big Eddie? He says, oh, we already got a Big Eddie. You know, and he goes, it's okay. It's just what they call me. She just couldn't deal with it. Fat Eddie, he'll take care of you. It's like that. It's like don't get all wadded up in it. Not that big of a deal. Anyway, so I have faith one day that Shayna will wake up and she'll say, you know, I don't have to be so darn angry for all this stuff. I just hope she does it. Yeah, before the second coming out. Before she dies. Said, that's probably the biggest thing you should be most concerned about, is that you need to come to terms with this stuff before you die. Okay, I'm gonna turn that on. Why is it? Why? Blinking! Will you stop bugging me? Run into anybody. Oh, yes. parked cars all the time. Sorry. Oh, nasty. Oh, you just turned on the AC just for this little bit?
It's still not
working. I wonder why not.
I don't know.
But it's flashing like, I would really like to, but I can't.
It's flashing even on. It's not flashing back.
No, because it just dies. It will not seal up. Maybe that'll help. Yeah. Let's just go with that. Thank you, man. It's going to help all of us. Maybe she shouldn't breathe so hard either. That can't be helpful. Anyway. I love you, Lee. I don't mean to make you mad. I apologize. I love you.
So when I go get my oil changed, I'm going to have to ask about that.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure we can look it up and it'll say, oh yeah, under these circumstances, when it's this cold, it doesn't do that or something. You know, it seems to work okay in other circumstances. So, I don't think it's a big deal. Especially the point of, I know what those guys tried to fix it for me for some atrocious amount of money. Yeah. Sit there and wait for it to get above 20, because that's what the first number means, is basically the temperature at which the oil works. Most cars they put 20 in, but it's like, guys, when you go to your oil change, say, I'd like to go to a synthetic. What's recommended for my car? And they'll go, oh, this. And you'll go, well, then put that in. Yeah, if it's too thin and your car's got some problems, you know, not very tight, it can leak out, yeah. That's a possibility. It's up to you, Lee. You know I live to serve. You can do whatever you want. Huh. It's just a thought. I've been using synthetic in mine, but I've got to milk this car along for a few years. Putting tons of miles on it.
Says. And I went to the temple. As the elder never says,
I go to the temple.
Oh, yeah.
once you get your money situation settled down, that can happen.
Yeah.
Golly, with all the money you put in December, if you didn't put that money in January and February, oh, you'd be fine for going back and forth. Look at it that way. Talking about traffic and such.
That was
a okay. Because I know it's a major pain in the butt coming in, but it's not being tough at all going out. Stop it. And then on. Trust me, there's nothing interesting in Albuquerque to do, so there's no point heading off to that place. I don't know what I want to do that whole day. It really ends up being a Jason holiday. I don't even have to do what Lisa wants to do or whatever. But see, not around to tell me what we're gonna do. I'm really kind of empty. Huh? Oh yeah, I'll do the dishes. That's not hard. I will. I will take a holiday. Thank you very much. Chinese place, a buffet still? During lunch?
Golden Dragon?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll take a look anyway. I like Chinese buffets. He's not going anywhere. Go a little faster. Not quite doing 75. Now I am. I think he was just trying to get out of my way. It could have been that too.
You're just kissing my legs, Tommy. Get out of my
way. What a jerk. I've been recording myself the whole time.
Oh, I forgot you were recording yourself.
That's right, and that's exactly the way it's supposed to go. You know, it catches the essence of the time. I forgot
spontaneity.
Too. Yes, spontaneity, absolutely. Because it'll be recordings like this that they'll stumble on and they'll go, oh look, there's Matt. And there's Mom, and Sam said something. I listen to him all the time. I don't need to hear the guy, Dad. You know? It's like the guy that takes pictures all the time. So annoying while it's going on. But later on, after everybody's older, and or some of them have died, it's those people who did all that stuff, and they say, well, I'm really glad they did all that. Yeah. Dad was crazy. And he goes, not really. Where he is. Yeah. Well, it's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. I guess it was better than Pizza Hut, huh? Well, the great, yeah, and the great part about this is, well, I think it doesn't matter. Part-time, you were still going to get your credits just as quickly, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometime in the summer, we should take a look and see if your credits are accruing or if you're being screwed over or something horrible like that. Well, it may sound like that we're going to have stuff like this and worse going forward. You think those crazy Wuhan lab people will let out a couple of more biohazards just for fun? Fun and excitement, don't you think? Yeah. I like the whole asteroid volcano combo. I think that's a winner. You're not going for it? Well, you're gonna go through something at least comparable because of what it's gonna do. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be anywhere near here. It could be, but it might not. Probably not.
We're still looking at glass screen.
I remember when Mount St. Helens was in 1980.
Yeah? I do too. No. It had absolutely no bearing on anything around me.
What about
I'm living in Texas. That was a big bug. Yeah? Was that a heck of a thing?
And she said they thought it was snowing and it was dirty snow, but then they realized it wasn't cold.
Golly.
And she said and it was everywhere. You couldn't get it out of, I mean, you would go to light and lock your car. And it, you would actually, maybe not with ash, you would scratch your car.
Yeah.
Because you
know, it's
ash, yeah. She said it was horrible, and there was no way to get rid of it.
Now, that was just a big ash thing.
Yeah.
That was an explosion that just blew up a bunch of ash. It wasn't lava and the horrible stuff. Well, of course, I don't know if that's worse or what, but... I like it. Big asteroid hits the Pacific Rim and sets it off.
Yes, from California, that's right.
Hey man, if something like that does something akin to justice, I'm just going to shrug and go, that's really sad.
Remember,
sorry.
That's where you were born, California.
Yeah, so?
You wouldn't be sorry to see it gone?
No. I mean, I don't want people to die. I'm not interested in that, but yeah, if people insist on living there and living under the weird restrictions and, you know, communism, they're really trying to put into place there. And you go, it's your own fault. You should have left while you could before they put up a big fence and make you stay. Because that's really the only way communism ever really works, is they don't let you leave. I mean, look at Russia all the time, in Eastern Europe back in the old days, Iron Curtain stuff. People who were killing themselves trying to get out, and that was rule number one. You've got to stay. You belong to us.
And the threat is, if you leave, we'll go after your family.
Yeah. And you're going, man, my advice is, get out of California while you still can. Yes. They were going to tax. There was going to be an exit tax. Yeah. It's almost like, you know, back in the really old days, back when slavery was a feature of, like, Europe, you know, when it was white slavery. If your father died in servitude, the family would have to pay for the fact that he died and he wasn't going to be able to provide the labor that he used to, you know, and the taxes that he used to provide to his lord. So yeah, the family would have to. There was some kind of money that had to be paid to make up for the fact that he was gone. And you're going, yeah, that's what California's doing.
Isn't that what's called death taxes or something?
I think death tax is kind of a form of it. They've changed the concept of it to where, well, you don't need all that money. You should give it to the state. So that, you know, but yeah, that's just cruel. That's cruel taxation, is to say, I saved, and who ends up getting it? The state. And you go, then I just soon spend all my money. Why did the state have it? Not going to do anybody any good. Let's just squander on something stupid. Give an extra dollar to, you know, a couple of thousand people, and you go, what good is that? That's good for nobody. It doesn't even matter. But if my kids would have gotten it, that would have been worth something. like. I'm almost making up for your inheritance, Lee. Between the fireplace and the shower. Yeah? That sounds like about as much money that we ended up spending on a stupid septic tank. Well, hopefully that's not $12,000.
No.
Well, you just never know how inflation's going to get. But, yeah, I see your point. Yes, Lisa. If you can find some clothes that you would like, that's the tricky part. It's not finding clothes that'll fit particularly. It's the whole thing about, will I actually wear them? Ow. Oh. Anyway. So, yeah, I'm feeling a little better about that, because I did, it's like Lisa got her inheritance, and what did we spend it on? Septic tank, for a house we didn't even hang on to. That's okay.
I blame you.
I didn't want to live in Oklahoma City much anymore. Mom liked the kitchen.
I did. I liked the fireplace too.
Yeah, but she's got her fireplace back.
And I liked my big walk-in shower.
Oh,
even though
that would have problems.
Yeah,
that would have problems, yeah. I mean, we could have fixed it, but we're fixing all that, Lee. It's getting better.
Yeah.
Except for the kitchen. Sorry.
Speaking of which,
you don't need a huge kitchen anymore soon. Where?
Well, kitchen counters?
There are. Where?
Grabbed my hair, ripped it out.
That evil counter.
Lean it over and you put away part of the fan.
Yeah?
And up it in my hair.
Oh.
Ripped it out.
Ow. Sorry, Lee.
It's like, well, one of these days, maybe I'll get new counters.
I guess.
One of these days, maybe.
Well, I don't see the use myself. Except to make you happy, which is important. If that's what you want to do next on the dock, and maybe we can work on that one. Oh, that's gonna take some money. Yeah, if you have Gilbert. End up just doing it ourselves. I mean paying for pretty much the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
Not because he probably could contribute.
No, I'm just gonna say we wanna.
Lisa wants it a certain way.
And would you mind keeping your dogs?
Well, we tear down the old one and replace it.
Dogs
do you see yet?
Oh, they'll probably
or even hear you. Well, if they can still hear you after you do all that, we'll put up something to give me at least a stop marking. They can go all they want to, I don't care. As long as it's quiet. Security doors, though.
But I did,
it's a security door.
Yeah.
It's made to keep out people.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if that's why people put bars on their windows and doors, because they get cheaper insurance.
I think they do.
She was being hit dead bolts, I think, in the eyes.
On the security doors.
Yeah.
It works just as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you wanted to put bars up on all the windows, that would save money on the insurance. I will now. I'm sorry, Lee.
Sorry.
You're distracting the heck out of me. How about that?
Oh, shut up then.
No, don't. I don't mind being distracted.
Okay, good.
It just bugs you.
So, anyway.
I was doing 80 miles a time anyway. Yeah? I get a little nervous about when they do that, because I go, you'll give me this for a year or two, and then you'll jerk it up once you think you've got me locked in. And you go, you know, it says, I really don't like even thinking about this crap much.
If
you can give me a better deal, fine. Yes. That guy's going faster.
He's going to go past him.
Yeah, I know. But I couldn't get over. This is the fast lane. I guess I better get over here.
I guess.
A lot of things are wanting to come over. Why is he wanting to come over?
Well,
to let those guys go by? Yeah, that guy behind him was just crawling up his butt. Oops, what the heck? well, you're not going to get it from me because you're kind of playing games with me. I'm not going to let you over.
Oh my gosh, you killed
both of us. God, yeah.
What
is he doing? This is back off. Now it's starting to get like when this afternoon, this morning, whatever. About a lot of things. They don't care if you stay with them or not. They always talk about, we want your loyalty and all that. No, they don't. They don't give a flip about loyalty. They want your money. That's it. In the old days, you could threaten to jump and they'd say, well, no, don't do that. Let me give you a special rate that we give to people who are getting nervous. And there's nothing like that anymore.
Well, there also used to bounce between two different phone companies.
Yeah.
Because
they would always play that game.
They would come out with this really great deal, so he would jump over to the good deal.
Yeah.
And then as soon as their prices would start to raise up, he would jump over to somebody else.
Yeah, but you know, you have to put a lot of effort into that kind of crap, time and stuff like that. It's a pain in the butt. After a while, you just get tired and you go, I don't want to mess with it. Kind of like me and my free phone plan. It actually is free now. It used to cost me $8 a month for all the charges. Now it really is zero. But those guys make you re-up the service every month, and they don't tell you. They don't tell you it's coming up. They don't do anything. All of a sudden, you just say, oh yeah, you haven't paid for a couple of months, you haven't had service for a couple of months. And they're like, what? They're going, yeah. And you go, it's just all about being, I think it's about being inconvenient to the point to where you'll pay them some money to make it a little simpler for you. And it's like, no, I can get on a website once a month and bug myself about it because it's just for emergencies. And it costs zero, nothing. That's a thing. And it's like, golly, what's better than zero? I just have to remember, I have to do, I gotta put a little thing on my calendar to tell me when I need to renew my thing. Freedom Pop pulls that stuff. Boy, and they really made it kind of a pain in the butt to find that service. They're constantly saying, don't you want this? Don't you want this? A little print down the bottom says, here's our old free service. And it's like, I want that. Do you really? Are you sure? Nobody wants that. You go, yeah, I do. It really is. It's like nothing. It's like 100. No, wait. It's 10 minutes a month, which is nothing, you know. You basically want to say, yeah, great, I'll call you back later. 10 texts a month is all you can have before they start charging you. And like 25 megabytes of data, which is nothing. So it's like, I have data totally switched off because I just don't want to be charged for it. Because those guys have your credit cards. They make sure every single month that they've got your credit card. They charge zero to it, but they've got it. That way, if you go over, then they start charging you. And it's, you know, is it cheap? And you go, well, probably not as cheap as a plan. So, yeah. You can call me an emergency. That's why I got it, you know, so you can call me. Or so that I can call you if I break down or something. Call somebody. I've got that towing service on my insurance now. You know, it only costs like $6 a month or something. So it's like, that's worth it for a little bit of peace of mind. But it wasn't going to work unless I had a cell phone to call. So I had to fix that. But I love you. I'm sorry, I've worn this not out yet. I love you with all my heart. Jobs. And the woman woman that wants to do renewable energy as our governor, and you're going, yeah, you're doing weird things to our oil market, which is about two-thirds of our income for the state.
We're all in four states.
Yeah. And just going, I don't understand your thought process. We're going to get green jobs. Extension job, and they had an extension job opening down in Chavez County, which is the oil patch. And they said, oh, you can't move there. You can't even take an RV there and find something to, someplace to stay. It just doesn't work. And you have to live there. You have to live in the county. You can't commute in, particularly. California! Excuse me. Anyway. So it's tough that way. Expensive everything was. But then, when things go south, and they always do, it's a cyclical thing, all of a sudden, everything's cheap again. And it's like, this is so confusing. Crazy people. Maybe I'm one of the crazy people. I do not know.
Maybe
I'm sorry, who?
Maybe they think you are crazy.
Maybe I am. Make a lick of sense. Hon is not Spanish. It's, this is typical kind of boneheaded white bread dipstickery.
Well, that's just the official name.
You know, it is. And they decide to do the J and H, even though that's not how it works. That's cool. like Amarillo. You go to Amarillo, you idiot.
Amarillo.
I don't care if it's a Spanish name. I'm going to say it how I want to. Like, fine. Go ahead. Fine, fine, go ahead. Fine, whatever, go ahead. Yeah. Ooh, are you feeling hot? Their trucks doing stupid stuff. I don't think. New Mexico is so silly. The place is freaking upside down. Sense tries to avoid it, and yet here we are. Just keeping the lights on for all these nice people.
Yeah.
Can I ever talk you into leaving? I'm here to serve you, that's all I can say.
Hate me.
driving, so I was really kind of worried for you.
I was worried for me.
I want you to
just
be I don't want you to die from asphyxiation. It sounds like a horrible way to go. Okay, then, goodbye, everybody. It's been fun. A little recording with everybody in the car. Coming back from Amarillo State Conference, January, what is it, 15th?
Yeah.
16th. 15th. 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 2022.